think the other area that I'd really like to look at, and there's been a paucity of research here, in fact, hardly any leads, and locally advanced disease, the patients have done well, at least from the standpoint of the cancer. They're still dealing with a lot of morbidity, particularly pulmonary morbidity, and we've got to figure out a way to diminish the respiratory side effects of combined modality therapy. We've done a lousy job of that. So I would pour resources both into translational work and also into clinical agents that might help reverse pulmonary fibrosis.
What's the time course that you normally observe with that?
It'll first manifest typically about 6 weeks to 2 months out and may continue to manifest up to 6 months out. If it hasn't appeared within 6 months of completing chemoradiation, probably won't appear. But this is a big issue. I have so many patients who have successfully navigated a combined modality regimen for locally advanced disease, and they end up on steroids for radiation pneumonitis, or as my radiation oncology colleagues call it, combined modality pneumonitis. And many of these patients, tough to wean them off. It's a Pyrrhic victory if we've cured them and they're cushionoid on steroids and in and out of the hospital with respiratory insufficiency.
So if you had the means to study this, what kind of interventions would you look at?
There's got to be agents out there. We really need to collaborate with translational pulmonologists who have a tremendous interest in pulmonary fibrosis.
What about the actual radiation technique? How much do you think that might potentially
play
into
it? That's very important, but if you've got a huge tumor, I don't think focusing the field will necessarily eradicate this risk. Certainly 3D conformal will help reduce it. Gated radiation may help to reduce it, but it's still a major risk. And intriguingly, the RTOG is actually going to mount. It seems like a fairly prosaic trial, but I think it'll be important. Conventional dose RT given by whatever means, usually still 3D planning, versus 3D conformal radiation to a somewhat higher dose, about 74 or 76 gray. So maybe a 20% increase in dose, but using more modern technique, giving a bigger dose, maybe that'll translate into a local control advantage that'll in turn translate into a survival advantage. There are a number of radiation questions that have just not been answered. The Chinese this year presented at ASCO a randomized trial looking at involved field nodal radiation versus elective nodal radiation. Very basic question. The group that got involved field that didn't have a broad nodal portal did better. They had fewer recurrences and less toxicity. So a very basic question that really could be done anywhere in this country, which we've neglected to do, I think has been at least partly addressed by our friends across the Pacific.